From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to a handful of battleground congressional seats that are considered a deciding factor in who controls the House. Districts that can go from Democrat to Republican from one election to the next. But there's another political dynamic brewing ahead of this upcoming midterm. Younger Democrats are challenging veteran Congress members in safely held blue districts. One of those challengers is Sacramento City Council member Mai Vang, who is running against Representative Doris Matsui. The Matsui name has been in Congress for nearly half a century. Doris Matsui is a Democrat who's been in office for 20 years, winning her late husband's seat, Congressman Bob Matsui, who served in the House for 26 years prior. And there are a handful of deep blue districts in the state now home to an intra-party battle over the future of the Democratic Party. Maya C. Miller is a politics reporter with Cal Matters and shares her reporting on this larger trend that's unfolding across the state. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So when did you begin noticing this trend?
So really, since the 2024 election, Democrats have tried to reckon with disappointing losses that they saw and, you know, really push to win back voters who had left them and left their party. Now, generational change isn't new. I think every generation has this calling for the passing of the torch. But it's especially acute in the lead up to next year's midterm elections as Democrats really try to reclaim that one lever of power and control in Washington, and that is the majority in the U.S. House.
Yeah, you also note in your reporting that a significant marker in this is Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi's retirement announcement, which wasn't too long ago. And you mentioned in recent election cycles, there's been this growing argument against establishment politicians passing the torch, as you just said. So what was it about Pelosi's announcement that opened the door to these intra-party races?
Yeah, I think that Speaker Emerita Pelosi's announcement was not necessarily the catalyst for a lot of these challenges, but gave an additional boost of energy to folks who had either already jumped in or were on the precipice of announcing a challenge to an older, you know, longtime Democratic member of Congress. And I'm not sure if listeners know, but the House Democrats in particular have a history of prioritizing seniority and longevity over, you know, other markers of loyalty to the party. It's pretty ingrained in the culture in D.C. So I think definitely the Speaker Emerita's decision to step down and not run for reelection got, you know, some attention for, you know, oh, does this mean that other longtime Democrats in the House are going to reconsider their reelection bids? And by and large, we have not necessarily seen an outpouring of announcements, of retirement announcements after her announcement, but she definitely was one to watch.
You are focusing on a few races across the state where younger Democrats are challenging veteran House members. One is here in our district. The Matsuis are a Sacramento political dynasty. What has been their biggest impact in Congress in the nearly 50 years that both Doris Matsui and the late Bob Matsui have been in office?
Definitely. So Bob Matsui, I think, is probably most prominently known for helping to secure an official apology and, you know, token compensation for the victims of the federal incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. He also helped to designate Manzanar as a national historic site. You know, Doris Matsui's hallmark accomplishments are really channeling federal dollars to a myriad of infrastructure projects, primarily flood prevention, local flood prevention projects. For example, the Folsom Dam. She's brought home, I think, more than $4 billion in investments for these local projects. So she's really been focused on infrastructure and the local effect of what she can do by bringing federal dollars home.
You write that Councilmember Mai Vang is the first formidable primary challenger that Doris Matsui has faced in her 10 terms in office. What is different about this time?
You know, I think that Councilmember Vang is really trying to capitalize on the momentum and the just vibe, for lack of a better word, and call that Democrats and especially younger Democrats are having right now to, you know, do something. Like, they want their party leaders to do something. And, you know, I think that you're seeing in places like New York City and New Jersey and Virginia, you know, those aren't necessarily a direct correlation to California, but there's a lot of energy out there that could be tapped by a new, younger, fresher face. And I think that Councilmember Vang is hearing that and feeling that as somebody whose background is in organizing and in city government. And, you know, I think that there's this sense that when you have been in Congress for decades, there is, you know, maybe a lack of incentive to be seen, see and be seen by your constituents in the district. So I think that she really is trying to push herself as an alternative to the status quo.
When you spoke with Mai Vang, what did you learn about the argument of why she's making a run against a fellow Democrat?
I think that she really wants to see a representative who is loud and at the forefront and unafraid to, as in her words, be brave and take brave positions and bold positions, especially with this administration that is really, you know, not holding nothing back when it comes to trying to push the limits of power and upset norms that have stood for a long time. So I think that she really is trying to be this fighter, trying to answer the call to do something and not just be a sort of behind the scenes backroom player like a lot of members of Congress, I think, become. You know, it's not all flashy and news releases, rallies. But I think that there's a hunger in the Democratic Party for more of that front-facing, constituent-facing calls to do something and to be loud.
Yeah, when you were talking with her, I mean, she hinged on the increased immigration enforcement that's taking place among the Trump administration and criticizing Representative Matsui for her response. Now, Representative Matsui, you know, demanded to tour the immigration courthouse here in downtown Sacramento. But when you spoke with Mai Vang, why is she frustrated and dissatisfied with Matsui's response so far?
Yeah, and to be fair, the Matsui team was adamant that they have been responding and they have been forceful. I think that what Councilmember Vang was trying to make clear to me was that she just wants to see more. She wants to see more of the member in the district being loud and forceful and not just condemning the sanitary conditions of the building where they are holding these people that they're detaining, but the fundamental fact that they are separating families. Immigration enforcement agents are separating families. They are, in her words, kidnapping Sacramentans off the street indiscriminately, and just more of the baseline level of saying this is wrong, this should not be happening in our communities and to our neighbors and our friends. So I think that she's looking for that energy and those specific words and, you know, not just duking it out at a high level, policy level.
Yeah. And the primary is just several months away. So how has this challenger of Mai Vang shaped Matsui's campaign?
I think definitely the representative is feeling more pressure to show up, to speak out, to be in the press, to, you know, I think that I've seen a lot of Mai Vang for Congress signs around town. And I believe she had a booth at the Thanksgiving Day Run to Feed the Hungry that was pretty prominent. And so I think that there's definitely more pressure on the current representative to have a presence in the district, to spend on advertising, to do media appearances, and just remind people that, you know, she's here and she's been working, as she says, and definitely to kind of play defense.
In terms of campaign contributions, I mean, money is a big part in this. Is the money there to challenge these veteran Congress members? Does Mai Vang have the funding to challenge a long-term Congress member like Doris Matsui?
Well, we will get another round of fundraising information when the next filing deadline comes at the end of January. So we don't have a full picture yet. But Councilmember Vang has pulled in a pretty impressive amount of fundraising so far, and as well as endorsements from some sitting members and from, you know, local power players in state politics. So I would say that for sure, that as we've said before, this is really, you know, Representative Matsui's first formidable challenge in the 10 terms that she's been in office. And I wouldn't put it past this challenger.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters politics reporter Maya C. Miller about a wave of young California Democrats who are challenging veteran House members in safe blue seats. This is just one race. So where else is this happening in California?
Yeah, so the two other races that we report that I reported on were Representative Mike Thompson in neighboring Napa County area, and then Representative Brad Sherman, who represents a Los Angeles based district, notably many of the areas that were affected by the terrible fires earlier this year, Eaton and Palisades.
When it comes to the argument that veteran House members need more time in office, what is the argument that someone who has served in Congress for 10 terms needs more time?
I think the prevailing argument is that these folks have the experience, they have the connections, they have the seniority to, and just the knowledge of how a place like the U.S. Capitol and Washington, D.C. works, so much so that they are the best equipped to push back on this, what they call out of control administration, and being able to get things done in a Congress where one party is totally locked out of power. And so I think that these incumbents are really emphasizing their, you know, relationships across the aisle and their tenure, just knowing how the Capitol works and what the norms are. And, you know, it takes a while for a new member to really acclimate to, okay, where is my office? Where is the bathroom? How do you introduce bill text? All of those complicated things to learn in your first year or so on the job. And so these incumbents are saying, hey, I already know how to do that. And we are in a point in crisis in our country, and we can't afford to have a newbie in there who doesn't know what it is that they're doing right off the bat.
Like, they've spent all of those years building relationships and negotiating.
Yes.
To get ideas and legislation across the finish line so that they actually ideally affect change. What is the risk of having a Democrat on Democrat challenger?
Well, if you talk to the incumbents, they say that intra-party primaries are really not great for the party as a whole. It depletes resources that could be put toward the general election, and it means that they themselves are spending less time fighting for the House majority in swing districts, swing seats in states like Iowa and Ohio, and we have a few swing races here in California too. And they have to divert resources and time and attention to their own reelection race, which in a pretty heavily blue district would be a foregone conclusion if they did not have a challenger from their left.
Are there some senior leaders in California that are sitting pretty and sticking around and not worrying about this or having a challenger like this, the race here in Sacramento?
Yes, I think that there are, you know, I believe it was Representative Maxine Waters who recently said, you know, if you want to challenge me, you've got to beat me. You know, I think that there are a number of members who have not necessarily seen a challenger declare yet, or who haven't seen a formidable challenger, someone with the money and the infrastructure and the know-how to run a successful campaign. But it wouldn't surprise me if you told me a couple months from now that more people are going to jump in the race.
Yeah, because your reporting is still ongoing. Where is it taking you next?
I'm definitely interested to see how this Sacramento race unfolds, particularly since the Proposition 50 drew some of the lines. Representative Matsui is taking on some new constituents in some more conservative areas of the Sacramento Metro. So I'm just really excited to see how voters respond to this first real challenge to her in 20 years.
Have there been Republicans who have announced that they are going to run in for Matsui's seat now that redistricting has taken place?
I haven't. I haven't heard of anyone super prominent who has announced yet. That's not to say that somebody won't try to jump in, but it still is a pretty solidly blue seat.
Maya, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is CalMatters politics reporter Maya C. Miller discussing a wave of young California Democrats who are challenging veteran House members in safe blue seats, including Sacramento City Councilmember Mai Vang, who is running against 10-term Congresswoman Doris Matsui. Up next, Latinos are the largest racial or ethnic group in California, and with that weight comes a growing amount of political power. We'll talk about a new book tracing their political rise and influence dating back to the 1940s. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.